father's father?
Brazel, Benjamin. Benjamin Brazel. Benjamin Brazel or Brazel Benjamin. He was born in Tennessee. He came to Arkansas. I don't know how long he lived in Arkansas, but they moved from Arkansas here when my father was 9 years old. And he died 3/4 of a mile from here, my grandfather, and my grandmother moved.
That's a recorder. Wouldn't you like to know what your pa said all day long?
don't
have it.
By when was he born, you know?
Tell me what?
He was 90, close to 90 years old, and he died before, just a few years before statehood. So that's getting about as close as I know
what. Getting what you're saying.
Mama, tell me what he said all morning.
A year, something like a year, year and a half, two before statehood.
Pa, what did you say this morning?
His occupation?
That's all he ever done, I guess, was farm. I never heard him mention anything else. Mm-hmm. Truck patch, farming, but all he ever done, lived on a farm. No, I ever heard him say about working any public works of any kind. My father has worked a little public works. As far as helping Rock Island Railroad come through here, they work some, helping them, you know, state such as that, but farming's his occupation all the time. I believe he told me he helped build Katie. My grandfather helped build the Katie track, and I heard my father talk about working on Rock Island track when it came through.
I did not!
They worked with a government surveyor quite a bit through this part of the country, locating the coal, the geologists. But that was just odd times when they wasn't
there.
Father's mother?
I'm pretty sure that she was born in Arkansas. I've heard her talk about being there when they was there in the Civil War. Uh-huh. I can't think of that place. What was Bill Doyle said up on that mountain, that old Gaither? She was a some relation to Gaither. What is the name? This part of the building still there.
Arkansas?
Yeah, up on one of those high mountains, not far out of Mena, Arkansas. But when she was a girl, she lived in there.
Hmm.
Mom and Dad, you're getting
worried
past time. I'm learning something myself.
You know, Mena must have been a place that sent out thousands of people. Because I've talked to people all over the southeastern part of the state. And parents, someplace along the line.
Mena, Arkansas. It must have been one of the earlier settlements in there.
Uh-huh.
Well, the old stagecoach came from Texas. It come through here in Fort Smith. It seemed like there was a world of them settled on. Just hearing old timers and Indian talk, settled on that stagecoach line years ago.
Did that come through here?
Just about 3 or 4 miles south of here it came through. From some part of Texas into Fort Smith and on. I believe it went maybe on to Mena, Arkansas, on some part of it. An old Indian boy over here used to say he's heard his daddy say that the Indian stagecoach or movers come by and says, "How far is the water? 1 mile. How far is Fort Smith? 100 miles. He said he heard him say that 1,000 times. We lived a mile from Brushy Creek, 100 miles from Fort Smith. Uh-huh.
This, I think, is a history of settlement in the country, that the people in the East Coast usually followed the roads or the water courses and things like that. And then when they had roads into the interior, they settled along the roads.
Yeah.